But everybody thinks I've gone grey because I've got cancer, which we're not going to talk about because it's boring for everybody. Partly because I feel very strongly that I wouldn't have come out about that, but I had to because I had to withdraw from the play. And I just feel very strongly that there are hundreds of fantastic people, thousands of people out there dealing with what I'm dealing with. And the least I can do is respect what they're having to deal with and not sit here as some kind of celebrity making mine any more special than anybody else's. But obviously it has affected my life hugely. But not least, not my hair. I'd chosen to do my hair beforehand. Nor my book. I wrote my book before.
Well, I don't want to dwell on it either, but just one question on that, because when I wrote on Twitter yesterday that you were coming in today to do an interview, there was a horrible tweet from somebody, because I said you were courageous with the cancer and all the rest of it. And they said, she's not courageous at all. She's not a war hero. And I sort of reacted quite violently to this person. I thought it was a disgraceful thing to say. But there is a certain degree of courage, though, in fighting it, isn't there?
Well, it's not for me to say. Not for me to say for anybody. But it would be wrong not to say it's an awful shock, however way you look at it. And the prognosis is fantastic. But it has fundamentally, irrevocably changed my life.
Mm.
And for somebody like me who says, now, tomorrow I'm going to do this, then I'm going to go there, then I'm going to do this, it absolutely took the wind out of my sails. But it is fantastic that I had the book coming out, that I've commissioned to write another one, and that I've got the play, and I have a fantastic family. And I, as I say, if nothing else, I will write about it one day, but cancer we must get it out there. We mustn't be frightened of it.
Yeah.
And we mustn't let it take over our lives or get any kind of good publicity.
No, but that's why I think it's a good thing that you did actually come out and say, well, this is what's happening, because I think it is the sort of thing that people probably, that I think most people would not want to talk about it, but the more it's talked about, in a sense, because there's lots of other people who are in the same position, they think, well, I'm not alone.
No, and also the club you join, which nobody wants to join, but the whole thing about cancer and research now, it is changes daily, and they are getting there. They will beat it. There is absolute fundamental hope now that you and I, you told it, and there's no question about it, you hear death.
Yeah.
And once you get beyond that, you just realise it is phenomenal what the medical profession is doing.